And now, live from the Punky Bunker, it's Punky!
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Cooper, Cooper.
Good evening.
Well done. You found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And I'm nearly over my cold.
Nearly.
And you're ill and I've had a face like a slapped arse all day.
I'm ill.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, we deal with things differently, don't we?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
I try and look on the bright side of it and you've just been grim today.
I just delve into darkness and I've been working all day.
Yeah, it's the darkness though. You're just like, it's, trust me, there's been a lot of darkness. This is the needles. Actually, you could probably do with a few needles to cheer yourself up.
Thanks.
Get some smack down here.
I'm up for that. It's not food, I can digest it.
Hey, I tell you what, though, right? You might think the bags under my eyes are a direct result of the cold I've had over the last week, but they're not. I have to blame the Facebook application Scrabulous. I played through the other night. I started playing at 1 in the morning. I'm still playing at 3 o'clock the next afternoon. More of that later on.
I've been sucking into Scrabulous, the website, now.
You've done what?
I've gone into Scrabulous, the website.
Have you? What have you done that for?
Don't know. I thought I might try and get better, but it just takes your time up. They have speed games where it's all just 10 minutes long and you've got to try and pace as fast as you can. You'd fucking love it.
Oh, I would, yeah, because I can't handle the fact that people fuck off to make a cup of tea while I'm playing.
Oh, it stops all that.
Oh, I'm right. I'm going to this. What's the Scrabulous website, Tony?
Scrabulous.com.
That's Tony Wong, pulling me in the internet.
Thank you very much.
I'm just trying to cheer you up, man. You know, say,
I'm not very well.
Face like a slapped ass all day. Yeah. We've got some fantastic music this week. I'm just going to play something straight away. Because the Quakes, right, friends of the show, the Quakes, Paul Roman, Lee Singer, love him. We played him a few weeks ago. We played something from their latest album, Psyops. But they've sent us this one now. This is called Quiff Rock, this album. And it's a re-release. It came out in 1998. I think it was 1998. I'm just trying to see if there's a date on it. But there's bonus tracks. It's been repackaged with some brilliant bonus tracks. And I'm going to be featuring a few of the songs off this over the next few weeks. It's very rare that we actually say, just go and buy an album.
Yeah.
We say, look, this is really good, go and get it. But this one, I have to say, if you like psychobilly with a slightly dark edge to it, this is the album for you. It's called Quiff Rock. It's out on Orex Records, O-R-E-X-X Records. What I want to know is, Tony, what is The Quakes' MySpace page?
MySpace.com/TheQuakes.
It is.
Yes.
It's now Tony 2.
Yes.
I am giving you that first point, by the way.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's now Tony 2, Paulie B and the internet now.
You've got soft in your old age.
I haven't. I've just been looking at you today thinking, the fucker's got cholera or something, the way you've been carrying on. You have. You've got quashy
or like cholera.
Or berry. You've definitely... This is what happens when you live in a third world, Tony.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Right. The one good thing about it is, Tony, and you have got this in your favour, it is cool to be a punk. Well, how about that?
Nice.
I love that. I think that is a very, very good introduction to this album as well. There's a brilliant cover version of an old rockabilly classic called Rockabilly Guy that I know the Polecat. I've got a version of it by the Polecats, but this one's very different. They've done a really sleazy job on it, a real sort of jazzy sleazy job on it, but we can't play it because we haven't got the copyright permission for it, but we have for the rest of them, so you'll be hearing some more from that soon. This is the Dead 60s. I was talking to someone else about Dead 60s the other night. I bumped into a guy who's in a band called Big Ten, who are right. a ska covers band.
Okay.
And I noticed on their set list Ghostface Killer.
Nice.
Dead 60s Ghostface Killer. So we're talking about the Dead 60s, and he went to see them doing the second album stuff a few weeks back, and same thing, said, yeah, it's good, but it's not ska. I don't know what's going on. I reckon they'll have a return to form next time. I hope so. I say return to form, I mean, I'm sure they'll probably get superbly massively famous now that they sound a bit more acceptable indie. I like this stuff.
Is the album out?
No, I don't think it's out until September.
Okay.
I don't think. Anyway, that was The Quakes, and that was Cool to Be a Punk from Quiff Rock. MySpace, latest comments. And we've also got, as a little treat for you this week, as well as MySpace, I've got some Facebook latest comments as well, because we've hardly had any MySpace. I suppose everyone's on holiday, aren't they?
It's that time of year. Same thing happened last year.
I can't remember last year.
I can't remember last year. It was great.
Because of all the drinking for whatever reason, I can't remember what happened last year. But it has all gone fairly quiet on the Western
Front. July, August, very quiet.
Fortunately, we're involved in so much social networking.
Yeah.
We can still more than cobble a show together. Oh, and thank you very much to Total Talk Nonsense
for
their ad hoc episode that we listened to this afternoon.
Yep.
And enjoyed greatly.
Who's that is?
Yeah, and now we're very much looking forward to going to Chicago. More of that later as well.
Yeah.
About the difference in what we require from our holidays. MySpace, latest comments. Great way to get in touch is myspace.com/punkyradio. I've still got a bit of a cold, can't I? You can tell, can't you? Please do leave a comment for us if you are a MySpace friend. If you're not, and you start a MySpace profile, best thing to do, add Punky Radio. Because stuff happens on our page every week. Hello, you couple of boneheads.
Hi.
I just thought I'd send you a random shout out. I've been busy recently, so I've not had a chance to listen to the last four shows or place a comment on Podcast Alley. Sorry, dudes. I'll catch up with it all soon. Keep rocking out. Alley, as in Podcast Alley. Well, Ali, I hope you get your work done eventually. I think she might be... I probably shouldn't reveal this, but I think she's training to be a spy.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
That's his shot.
Well, I don't think MySpace is the best. I think she's a bit visible.
Okay.
Unless she's gone undercover the same way Osama bin Laden.
Yeah.
It is possible. Maybe Ali will catch Osama bin Laden. Osama bin Laden. Now, he's the kind of fundamentalist Muslim I want to hang around with. Blates is the MySpace word for blatantly. Well, blatantly.
Elliot.
So, right, let's explain that then, because I didn't know where Blates had come from at all. You kids, I don't know, with your funny language. Blates is the MySpace word for... So we now know.
Blatantly.
Blates, yeah. Blates. Phrase of the week, play a record. It's a term you can use to say move on or change the subject. Me and James use it a lot. Hope he gets in.
Elliot.
That's right, it will. Yeah, Blates. It's obviously going to get in. See what I've done there? I changed the record.
Nice.
Punky Facebook latest comments. Right, our Facebook page, I can't give you the address of the Punky Facebook page. If you're on Facebook, you'll find it. It's in groups. It's called Punky.
Yeah.
Fair enough, isn't it? Mm. You know, if you know what you're doing on Facebook, you'll find it. If you don't, you won't.
Oh, I've noticed you could show off a little badge on the Punky page.
Check out my bad self.
Yeah.
Yeah, I now want a mouse. A mouse?
A
MySpace badge for my Facebook page. And apparently, you can get them. But I have to work that out. Because obviously I want my MySpace page and my Facebook page to talk to each other like friends.
Oh, in harmony.
Rather than the enemies they are becoming. Yeah, I'm uniting social networks across the lands.
Right.
In cyberspace. Facebook latest comments. We've only got two. These are on the Punky page. Don't bother writing on my wall. Go to the Punky page right there. Counter twat of the week, am I? Says Catherine Martin. Well, boys, I'm honoured, I'll have you know. Though that I plan on keeping my Oliver Postgate status for as long as it amuses me. I'm not limited to only a Bagpuss week. Quite right too. Oh, and I love that you mentioned Asterix and Obelix. In one of the previous shows, I grew up reading those comics. They're brilliant. I like vital statistics too, Paul. Catherine Martin. Fair enough. I like talking about cartoons and children's books and comics and that, other than Harry Cunting Potter. That's where you come in.
There's no wrong with Harry Cunting Potter.
Well, why'd you call him that then?
Because I'm just quoting you. Such an eloquent way of putting it.
Fame at last, says Alistair Forbes. I'm the chap in Belgium playing Scrabble. Now, I've got a couple of things to say about him.
Bastard.
Well, that's one of them. Brilliant show as ever, but I feel a word has to be said for an underrepresented facet of the Postgate genius. The Clangers. Surely the pinnacle of children's television. Alistair, you are right. I don't know about the pinnacle,
they were
but
class.
They were very good.
And the soup dragon was in it as well.
That's me doing the soup dragon.
Ah.
What noise did the space chicken make?
Don't know.
The space chicken was a fucking tea leaf, by the way.
I can't remember the space chicken.
The space chicken showed up and just nicked everything out of the Clangers' little house. That was a bad space chicken. If you don't know what we're talking about, you've got to get hold of the Clangers on something or other. It's like I had completely forgotten about it. If you think Bagpuss is surreal, ha! The Clangers, different class. That Postgate, I reckon he was probably on one of those old-fashioned drugs, like laudanum.
Laudanum?
Laudanum. Or some obscure opiate from a particular poppy of interest that made him think that the moon was populated by whistling mice, a grumbling dragon who likes soup,
yeah,
and a chicken made out of silver foil.
Did they make the soup out of string or something?
Oh, probably.
It was string soup was their favourite.
String soup is their favourite. Mm. Oh, that's right.
Can't get that in the natural aisle.
Well, no, that's why they whistle, because that's how they purse their lips to eat the string soup, spaghetti style.
Clangers is cool, though.
Yeah.
But Alistair Forbes has really kicked my ass in Scrabble.
He's beaten me once and he's beaten me again. And you know, I mentioned him last week. I thought he was a teenage Belgian.
Yeah, so did I.
And that is dangerous territory, being a teenage Belgian, as discussed.
Obviously, unless you like chocolate.
There's a lot of people who are looking for you when you're a teenage Belgian. Alright. But he's not. He's older than me. He's obviously expat and he's British.
Yeah.
So I don't mind him beating me so much now. He's very good. Has he thrashed you as well?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
He's on his way to beat me a second time now.
He's got a bit lucky with me though.
Right. No, he's kicked my ass fair and square.
Right,
I admit it.
My Scrabble ratio at the moment, I think I've won 13 games and I've lost 6. But I'm about to lose a seventh to him. But I've lost 2 to Alistair, 2 to this girl called Tessa, and 2 to this lady called Carol, who's just a Scrabble genius. So what I've decided to do is not play them again.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I reckon that's worked out quite nice. Podcast Alley?
Yes. If you haven't voted so far this month, why not?
Please do. We're long votes.
It's August and we're lacking in votes this month already. So please go to punkyradio.com. At the top of the screen, there's an important please vote for us link, and please do. Hit that, enter your email address and a subject in a comment if you so wish, because we read out the best comments. Or alternatively, of course, go to podcastalley.com and search for Punky. And here are the top 5 comments. So I have concluded that the relationship between peanut butter and jelly has not been the same since peanut butter and chocolate hooked up to make sweet candy. And that's from Alan. I never tried peanut butter and chocolate. But there you go.
You must have. Mate,
I don't.
Nutrageous. What a chocolate bar.
Which one?
Nutrageous. It's available in the States.
Oh, I'll try some in Chicago when I'm eating again. Oh, in Canada?
Yeah. Well, in both. I think you're getting outrageous there.
Oh, nice.
It's superb. And she is right. Peanut butter and chocolate working very fucking well in my book. Nice.
Hey, guys. Going on a holiday soon. I'll be able to hear this coming show, but the next week's show, I'll have to wait a while to hear.
Oh, no.
Don't really want to go on holiday, but I'm taking my iPod to cheers my up. Thanks. Love, Daddy. X.
Oh, is that from my dad, Tommy?
That's from Tommy, your dad.
Oh.
Or the Love Daddy. I don't know how to read that.
Who's calling the Love Daddy?
I think it's Thanks Love Daddy. Yeah. Or Thanks Love
He's
Daddy.
Not the Love Daddy. He's 14.
He could be.
He might be 15 now.
So what? He could still be the Love Daddy
Dad,
at 15?
If I miss your birthday, I'm sorry. Yeah. But let's face it, you get me the big presents. That's the way it works.
That's right. Yeah. Not sure if this is already known or whatnot, but when I searched for Punky Radio to vote, the search came up with 2 separate Punky pages. It may be why you seem to be low in the top 10 right now. I smell conspiracy, and it smells soupy twatto. Not some days.
Oh, it does smell soupy.
Yeah, we do have 2 pages on there.
We don't really know why, do we?
The other one's, no. But the other one's empty. No one's commented at all.
Yeah,
okay.
So no, that's
we'll
a
try and
then.
Remove it if we can.
That's a load of rubbish then, what they've said there.
Yes, it's rubbish.
Thanks for trying.
We're just failing quite miserably this month.
Yeah, we're just failing.
We try, downhill. But we fail. Cool. First time listening and gets my vote, I am Paul, aka Captain Bogies, the Mad Welshman.
Hey, Bogies!
I have featured on the Going Deep show so far, and I'm a Big Brother wannabe for the right reasons. I want to show you that you don't need to be a cunt to be popular. Anyways, chaps, going to see the Toy Dolls in September at Durham. Look forward to it so much, we old fuckers can still do it.
Yeah, well, we can slow my pogo.
You can give my email to whoever you want. I don't give a shite. CaptainBogies at yahoo.com. I'll vote again in August, as this is July 31st.
Well done, Bogies.
Yeah.
That's handy, isn't it?
It is.
Did we finish second to CP, or did we finish first last month?
Oh, I've got to check.
I think we ended the month second. I think we were top for most of the month. Anyway.
Yeah, we were. One last comment.
Oh, sorry.
Flakes ahoy.
Hey.
Personally, I think September is a great time for the punkies to be in Chicago. Why? Because of that exchange rate, baby! The whole trip will probably cost you about the same as a chocolate bar. What, like 50p? Unlike John and Scott, I know about the pounds and pence. That's from Amberance.
Amberance. Oh, yeah. Nice to know she's still listening.
Oh, yes.
Because we don't hear much from her.
No.
When we do, it's a quality, intelligent and researched comment. John and Scott, you would do well to hang about with the Amberance more. And I'm looking forward to seeing her again. I bet she can't wait to see me. I'm bringing a box of flakes.
Exactly.
And I'm not talking about you. Oh. Hey, track two. The Dead Identities, Tony.
Oh, I like them.
We like the Dead Identities, don't we? And this is from their album, Music for the Waiting Room. And this is the one that I was going to play the other week, but didn't because I chose someone else. This is called Who's Louise? Right. And I do just want to point out that the Dead Identities have thanked us on their album. In their Dead Identities would like to thank. It goes to loads of people not that important and says Punky Radio.
Nice.
Third line. Look, there's the punky bit.
Oh, yeah.
There's the radio bit. Thank you very much, Dead Identities. And to show how much we like it, we're going to play this now. First of all, I want to know, Tony, what is the Dead Identities MySpace page?
MySpace.com/ Dead Identities.
Hey, it's Tony 3, poorly being the internet now. Yeah. Oh, yeah. He might be gutterly challenged. But he's pretty cybered up. When I see your balance, when I got my call back, I don't remember much about it. I was on the triple days, never got an email from the girl who knows me. But I don't know what she looks like, someone tell me please. Who's Louise? The number's written on my own. Who's Louise? I'm asking where she's coming from. Who's Louise? Was she the one with pigtails in? Who's Louise? I don't remember anything. I don't remember how. She said that I'm good in bed. Can someone tell me now? Who's Louise? Her number's written on my arm. Who's Louise? I'm not sure where she's coming from. Who's Louise? Is she the one with pigtails in? Who's Louise? I don't remember anything. I'm done. Wanna find out that she looks like a monkey off the plastic surgery. I want you to tell me that she dropped dead gorgeous. Someone please tell me. Her number's written on my arm. I'm asking where she's coming from. Is she the one with pigtails in? I don't remember anything. Is she the girl with the big chin? Is she the one I give you sin? Oh, who is Louise?
Don't know.
I don't think we got to the bottom of it there, did we?
Not
what
really.
A great song, though. That sums them up quite well, doesn't it?
Yeah, Fast and Furious and all that.
Fast and Furious. And, yeah, but
I'm looking for Louise.
Chicks dig them.
Chicks do dig them.
Chicks dig them. Oh, chicks dig the ones of them that aren't hanging about with Wonk Unit. That you're never going to get a bird hanging about with Wonk Unit.
No.
But there's Dead Identities, Wonk Unit, Kitty Hudson. Oh, speaking of which.
Ooh.
You know how we were going on about Concrete Jungle?
Yeah.
Which was the festival at Camber Sands.
Yeah.
Last year, the weekender, that Una was involved
that
in. That
asked us to do punk karaoke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not sure whether it's going to happen at Camber Sands
oh,
next
really?
Year. It might be at Minehead. Don't know. Still waiting to find out, but the Punky Radio stage is in the house.
Oh, really?
Possibly every afternoon.
Excellent.
Oh, yeah. And I'm certainly going to ask Dead Identities, Kitty Hudson, and Wonk Unit to do it.
Yeah.
Because we can stick them all in one chalet.
That's right.
Basically. There's only six between a lot of them, I think.
Oh, excellent.
But yeah, we're going to be asking some great bands to come down for the. I think the plan is that we're going to do at least one afternoon.
All right.
Saturday afternoon and maybe Sunday afternoon or whichever way around. And then I might MC another stage as well, and right. then we can maybe do the punk rock karaoke between us.
And Dirty Sex Wizard.
Dirty Sex Wizard may indeed make an appearance down there. I'd forgotten to mention we could bring our own band down as well. Yeah. Fuck it, they might as well not call it Concrete Jungle, they might as well call it Punky.
Just another payday.
Oh yeah. Well yeah, oh yeah, now I'll have to talk to you about the money.
Okay.
Money's going to be very low.
Money too tight to mention.
It really will be, yeah. Okay. Now, I've got some iTunes reviews that I've been threatening to read out for a while. This is the Cemetery Surfers, if I haven't already said that. And Jeff, after saying we're going to come and see you, I don't think we are.
No.
Gutted, we're not going to get down there, man. Although, maybe, if he's up for it, if he can get away for a day, I could meet him in St. Louis.
Ah.
Meet me in St. Louis, the film. It's halfway between, isn't it?
It's
halfway between where he is and Chicago. Like, I could certainly, I'm quite happy to do a day trip and maybe a night down there. So, Jeff, let's see if we can sort something out. Maybe meet you in St. Louis. I'd like that. That would be quite nice, meet me in St. Louis. Maybe we could get a few randoms who may be close to St. Louis. If you listen to Punky and you live near or around St. Louis, email paulieb@punkyradio.com and fuck it, let's do a meet me in St. Louis night. You can meet me in St. Louis. I might not even take you, Tone.
No.
I know you might be a bit hard up. So I might just drive down there.
Thanks.
I might just drive down to St. Louis and you can meet me in St. Louis one night only. How cheesy would that be? That would be fucking great. So, well, I think it will be. Anyway. Right, so iTunes reviews. Now, we do really want your iTunes reviews. These ones that have come in on the UK iTunes, and we've had enough new ones to get us featured on the front page again. So we are on the first page of iTunes Comedy as a music show. I think that's pretty cool. So please, if you can review us at iTunes, do. It really does make that much of a difference. Punky rocks, says Stufa. To say Punky rocks is a total understatement. This show has been consistently top of my listening since I first came across it. Genuinely funny, Paulie B and Tony crack me up, and the music comes hard and fast, like Paulie B. Presented with true passion, like Paulie B. So many podcasters could learn a thing or two from these guys.
Nice.
He's right there. That is a nice review, isn't it? Laugh out loud with Punky, says Laz. Having just discovered Paul and Tony on Punky, I am full of joy that I have nearly a year's worth of their podcast to catch up with.
Dear
Laugh
Lord.
As Paul outs Tony. Laugh louder as the emos, Kittenblurred, take a verbal lambasting. Laugh so loud that everyone on the tube looks at you as Paul bullies Tony into silence. That's a bit harsh. They are
you do
great.
There, don't you?
The music is great. Shut up. The show is great.
Pointing taken.
More, please. Pointing taken.
Pointing taken.
Pointing taken. I'm going to bully you and rough you up now.
There you go.
While you're weak. Because when fit, I reckon you could probably do me in a fight, but right now, you've had it.
I'm going to take the whip in a few weeks. One
kidney punch, mate. You won't be getting anywhere in a few weeks.
No.
Punky's great, says Dan DeLarge.
Oh, does he?
Yeah. I started listening about a year ago, and I'm hooked. Paul's sick humour and Tony's sick love for young children. I didn't know you were Belgian. makes a great combination for a podcast scattered with great music. This podcast will change your life. Probably by making you download it every week. So it's only going to change it in a very small way.
Yeah.
But nevertheless, change is good.
Small addiction.
Better than an angry pirate, says Puke.
Okay.
Cooper, if you want to learn new swear words, laugh at emos,
Kittenblurred.
Decide whether Tony sounds like Mark Owen from Take That. Hey,
calm down.
You do. And listen to brilliant stuff you never thought. See, that's another impression you can do.
What's that?
Mark Owen from Take That.
Why, is he a pirate?
Yeah, there you go. Brilliant one.
Thank you.
Thank you. It's absolutely fair enough. He sounds camp as well. Thanks. And listen to brilliant stuff you never thought you'd like, then this is the podcast for you. Download it now, you stanky little chuffs.
Nice. Puke.
Punky rocks! This is from Toes of Rubber.
Okay.
Don't be a smacktard, get punky. Now.
Nice.
Now, when someone with Toes of Rubber tells you to do something, what do?
Do it.
Fucking do it, yeah, that's right. That's right. Oh, and by the way, if I'm not sure who the puke person is because I couldn't get the rest of the name, but I've got an extra gig to what I said I had on my MySpace page. I'm at Funny Bunnies in Southend this Thursday, so I'm going to invite the lads from Vomit Down.
Oh, wicked.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, that's iTunes. Please do go to Punky iTunes, very easy to find. Just type in Punky. We come up second just after Bob Marley. I reckon that's a bit of a result. Bob Marley, Punky Reggae Party, and then us.
Or you can go to punkyradio.com and hit the iTunes button.
That's also a very good idea.
Or our MySpace page and hit the iTunes button.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Hey.
There's so many ways.
So many ways.
Just walk around hitting iTunes buttons eventually.
Just hit iTunes.
Someone's going to review us just to stop you hitting them.
That's right.
Have you got a twat?
I have. I'm so happy. Oh, a twat. Oh. Right, if you want to nominate someone for Is a Twat, email me, tony@punkyradio.com, with a twat's name, where they're from, and a reason for the nomination. Thank you all so much again for your twats over the past couple of weeks.
Love your twats.
Still need more.
Love them.
I'm always entertained by your twat nominations, so keep entertaining me. I demand it. Now.
You know what you want to do, don't you, Tony?
What's that?
You want to let them entertain you.
So I'm Marco and you're Robbie Williams. I like
it. Yeah, of course.
I see it. I see the other two now.
I'm the monkey face one that made all the money.
Okay, this week's Is a Twat is from Marcus from the podcast XY Rocks, which we'll be talking about, hopefully.
Yeah, well, you know more about it than I do, don't you? But yeah. We're very chuffed. Thank you, then.
Tony and Paulie B, I've got to say that your show totally kicks ass. I totally understand why you're ranked number one month after month. Yeah, apart from now. Hell, I vote for you. I'm a dedicated subscriber and listen to every show. My show, XY Rocks, has been ranked number four in the Music Genie for the past few months.
Well done, XY Rocks, and I didn't know about you.
No.
But I've now had a listen, and you're very good, so I'm going to vote for you as well.
Yeah.
Thank you, XY Rocks.
They're actually above us now. But I'm sure all the listeners vote for us.
I might not vote for them. I might not vote for them. No, I don't mind people being above us.
If they do it properly.
So much now. If they're a proper show that does it right, yeah, that's absolutely fine. But if they're cheating, you know who you are. It just annoys me.
He says, I know I'm not perfect and understand that I have room for improvement, but what the fuck over? What's up with the Smacktards, MIDI, and In My Room popping up all of a sudden on Podcast Alley?
No, they do it every month. Exactly. And they only say they have a couple of days. It's like 25 or 30 automatic votes, then fuck all else.
Yeah.
I think they're both, certainly one of them's French. Because every
French
one, that when I go on there, if there's someone above us who I don't know, I listen to their show.
Right.
To decide whether they're justified in being above us or not.
Okay.
No one yet.
Alright.
No one yet. In any category.
So it says, have you listened to these shows? Well, Paul has. Give them your freaking break. Who the hell listens to that shit anyway? At least the music on my show kicks ass and is worth freaking listening to.
It is.
Please knock these wankers off their perch, will you? Tony, MIDI and In My Room is a twat.
Well, we're going to help him do it.
I wish you the best of success. Keep up the great work. Peace, Marcus, XY Rocks.
Thank you, Marcus.
And seeing as a podcaster, I hit him for a podcast peer award vote.
Very good.
Yeah, always.
If you
thinking.
Are a podcaster always and you thinking. Are listening to this show, it's your last chance. The votes close on the 11th. So please, we're winning, fingers crossed, we're winning in the music section by two votes. That's all, two votes. So every single vote is vital. And if you're a podcaster and you listen to this show and you don't like it, don't go over there.
Yeah.
Because honestly, it's really going to come down to the wire. I think this is the category with the most votes. I think.
What, music?
Yeah.
Is it?
I think it's the most hotly contested one, yeah. So just,
controversial.
Please, we need you to help us out. And British podcasters, you should be ashamed of yourselves. About three of them, I went on the British podcast forum, said, hey, right, guys, come on, do us a favour.
Three.
We've got three votes of them. So much for national loyalty. So, here goes.
So,
then. Yeah.
So, MIDI and In My Room from the wonderful land of podcasting
is a twat.
Yeah.
Absolutely fair enough.
And thank you, Marcus, for your vote.
Yeah, thank you very much, Marcus. Well done.
Yeah.
And make sure you check out his show, XY Rocks.
Yeah, just search for it on Podcast Alley, or it's xyrocks.com.
You're a good boy, Tony.
I'll check that out.
As are Riot Squad.
Oh, they're very good boys.
Yeah, and this is track three now. And this is from the album Persecute the Weak, Control the Strong, which is kind of the opposite of what happens on here. Is it?
Yeah.
No. Yeah, we do persecute
the weak. We do persecute
the weak,
but I don't control the strong.
Yeah.
Yeah, I should think about that.
Maybe Riot Squad should have called this Punky. Rather than Persecute the Weak, Control the Strong. Right, and we're playing track nine of it. This is a great album. This actually, to be fair, every single album in this first half of the show, I am recommending you go and buy. This is a great album. We've played a few. I love Pressure, the one we played the other week.
Mm.
Too much pressure. But it's not that one, it's Pressure. Right. But we're playing track nine, No Heroes. But you know what? In the same way that Dead Identities have thanked us on their CD,
mm-hmm.
guess what Riot Squad have done on here?
Have they thanked us?
They have.
I think I've seen this one.
Yeah. They have thanked us. They've thanked Punky Radio. I think you get a personal.
Yeah.
What do you get on it? Can you remember?
I think they say Butch Tony.
Butch Tony. Butch Tony and Mr. Edwards. Cool. Punky Radio.
Oh,
excellent stuff.
Butch Tony and Mr. Edwards.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, it's cool.
First billing.
Butch Tony, Mr.
Edwards.
No. I just meant you're on the list somewhere.
Oh.
It wasn't in order.
Oh, that's a shame.
Anyway, Riot Squad's website?
RiotSquad.co.uk.
Oh, you're too good at this. All right, then. So, at the moment, it's Tony 4, Paulie B in the internet, nil.
Mm-hmm.
You might as well go for a bonus point here. What's Riot Squad's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/RiotSquad1981.
You're taking the piss now. No heroes.
Well, there might be a few.
Not in Riot Squad. In Riot Squad's world.
In Riot Squad.
Riot Squad. That'd yeah, yeah. I'm still not entirely better yet, mate. I'm gonna slip over the odd word.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
I do it too.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's all right. Join me. Oh, I'm hearing voices.
Well, I'm just giving you the option to do a bit of talking, mate.
Oh no, no, that's fine.
You got very comfy.
No.
Anyway,
bullying into silence, I think you'd call that.
Have you been to see our friends at GoDaddy.com?
I haven't
yet.
No.
Haven't you? Well, let me tell you all about them. Essentially, they're a web services provider, so when you go on there, you will quickly and easily discover that you can get a great deal on domains, web hosting, SSL certificates, which are
sales,
and increased site traffic, as well as opportunities to auction off existing domain names that you no longer need, shopping cart constructions, and easy podcasting! So all you would-be Tonys out there might just be able to have a go at it yourselves, after all. Everything's laid out really simply on the site, and if you type in the order code PUNKY1 into the space provided, you can get an additional 10% off. It's particularly good if you're in the UK, because there's now a PUNKY2 code, which entitles you to 20% off any purchase over £25. And why is it so good, Tony?
Because of that exchange rate, baby.
Very powerfully done.
Thank you very much.
So go to GoDaddy.com for all your internet and web hosting needs. However, they're not the only people I'm going to advertise this week, Tony.
Oh, really?
No. Home bargains.
All right.
I went to the dentist, 2:30, obviously, 2:30.
Yeah.
I've got the next one booked in for 3 months' time. Guess when?
2:30?
Absolutely, yeah. Nice. It does a bit, yeah. Right, and I stopped off at home. And when I came to the very nice lady on reception... lent me her pen because I had to sign my thing, my waiver form thing, and yeah, this is 15 and a half quid to get my teeth cleaned. All right, really, isn't it? But I had to sign, and she lent me this pen. I went, oh, that pen's got a lovely action. It's really nice.
Right.
And she went, it is really nice, isn't it? I got really excited about it. Right. And she said, I got it from Home Bargains. She said, it was great. It's in this set of pens. She said, the highlighter pen, and there's two of these, and this other sort of pen. And she said, and guess how much? I went, I don't know. She went, 79p.
All right.
I said, well, I'm going past Home Bargains on the way back to Tony Towers. I might stop in and get myself a pen.
Okay.
But Home Bargains has so many other bargains.
Right.
So I got the pens. I'm just going to look for that a bit. I'm going to do that. Where's that thing? I'm just looking for where the pens are. Here we go. Pen set, office set, 10-piece, 79p. Unfortunately, it wasn't as cheap as I thought it'd be, because Home Bargains I also ended up buying. Baco zipper seal bags, foil, Pedro breadsticks, rollable pens, 3-set, cling film, 30 metres, Brunel paracetamol, 500 milligrams, Prince's tuna chunks in oil, 3 times 80 grams, Lion's cream crackers, McCoy's 9x6 Zoid crisps, Telemark tea lights, coming very useful in power cut, Oxo lamb cubes, 12, Oxo veg cubes, 12, Sue's chilli sauce, Cereo chopped tomatoes, business legs and body tan for the weekend. Couldn't stop myself. Wilkinger Brockwurst. Oh, yeah, I do like my Brockwurst. Primula sour cream and chives dip, sun-dried tomatoes, superior dark soy sauce, Bisto chicken granules, Dewar's marmalade fine cut, Primula dip garlic and herb, Schwartz sea salt, ambrosia custard, baked beans, Calypso dry oil, chopped garlic, Bluesom instant shine shoe polish, shoe shine smell, motherfucker, Bell's chesty cough, Chapman's Irish cider, and a bathroom cabinet.
Nice.
I only went in for some pens. And it cost me £26. $50.
That's the problem. They lure you with the pens and hit you all with that, the bathroom cabinet.
I know, but you know what? I don't mind, because I needed a bathroom cabinet. I haven't actually bought anything there that I didn't actually need or want.
Okay, that's
when
all right.
When I go through it, it's all stuff I can use to cook with or tan myself and make myself look beautiful with for Chicago. Oh.
Nice.
Right, Tone, can you talk about something for a minute, please?
Yeah, sure. MySpace group Punky Owns. Mentioned it a few past couple of weeks. It's getting a few more bits of traffic on there now. Some people starting a few threads. But if you are on MySpace and you are our Punky friend, then if you're not, then why not? Please join up our Punky Owns group. Go to myspace.com/punkyradio. And then on the right, there's a group section which takes you to our Punky Owns group. Yeah, and talk amongst yourselves and make friends. Go!
You make me want what I hate, you hate what I love, but I think you know you're wrong. Push comes to shove, hard to adjust when you lost the trust. You need to let me know if this is love or lust. The door's gonna close, it's gonna stay shut. I'm sick of this shit, I really had enough. No ifs, ands, or buts, it's really too much. You took a double dose, so you can't feel my touch.
That's the Boathouse. Is that what it's called?
That ended quick. I think it's called The Fallout, isn't it?
The Fallout. It just sounded like they were
the
going...
The Boathouse.
This is The Boathouse.
The Boathouse.
I've got a cold. That was Slideshow Baby and The Fallout. Slideshow, who were sent to us by Moxie Star. And I'm just going to hold on a minute. Right, I'll put that on, Paul. That'll make sense. And then, yeah, that's better. Whoa, rum. Here's a bit about them. When you think of four guys between the ages of 18 and 21 playing music, your first thought usually isn't of Celtic rock and bagpipes. Throw in the fact that these guys are from Nashville and things only become more interesting. Enter Slideshow Baby, the explanation for these musical anomalies. This talented young band effectively mixes pop, punk, folk and Celtic rock to create an exciting new sound. High energy songs and inventive instrumentals prove that the group, though only recently formed, is anything but amateur. And inventive instrumentals, very nice. Might get a bed out of that.
All right.
Oh yeah, might get a bed out of that. So if you'd like to find out more about them, I suggest you go to their MySpace page, which is Tony?
MySpace.com/slideshowbaby.
Yeah.
Is it?
Tony 6, Paulie B and Internet Nil. It's just turning into trouncing. It's a veritable trouncing. This is Mustang Lightning, if I haven't already mentioned it. It was Zombie Ghost Train in the bed before. I'm terrible at this, aren't I? I'd like to talk to you all now about a new quarterly
fanzine.
Alternative, yeah, very good quality fanzine. I'm happy to call it a magazine, actually.
Right, okay.
Rather than a fanzine, called The Wrench. And because I was going to describe the kind of people that would like it, but there's a little bit of blurb here. Calling all go-go ghouls, petrol heads, tattoo delinquents, slideshow oddities, bounders, cads, reprobates, pirates, artists, rockers and customisers. The Wrench is out quarterly and should cater for all your needs. Buy or subscribe now at, and I'm going to do the W's here, www.thewrenchmag, W-R-E-N-C-H, thewrenchmag.com or myspace.com/thewrenchmagazine. I've had a look through this, it's fantastic. Do you know what? I've even offered to, I think I might be going to write, I might be writing a column for them.
Oh, really?
A quarterly column for them about bands that Punky Radio recommends and all that sort of thing.
Oh, nice one.
But in this issue, I mean, the main thing in it really, there's loads of info about Speed Freaks Ball in November, which at the moment I'm off for and I'm thinking of going. Because Anti-Noah League, Meteors, The Beat, Frenzy, Goldblade, of course, Frantic Flintstones. I say, of course, Goldblade play every festival. But Dragster are on this year as well. There's Hot Rocket Trio, Ed Tudor Poles emceeing it. It's brilliant. The Grit, one of the best new bands around, are on. It just looks brilliant. But there's also a huge interview with Goldblade.
Yeah.
That's been done by Joe from Alcoholic Rats, who we know as well. So it's like basically Zoe from The Wrench, we know. Joe from Alcoholic Rats has done the interview with Goldblade, who we know.
Yeah.
So how could I not go on about this one, this wonderful, wonderful publication? There's loads in it. Oh, and I'll just say now that the next issue's out in October and features Guana Bats,
Which
is superb. So yeah, please do check it out. Look, I've just completely lost it here. Where's my bit of paper gone? TheWrenchMag.com or MySpace.com/TheWrenchMagazine. Now, I can't really go into too much detail, but because there's loads and loads of tests, there's a really good article. Moggy Roof Chop. Most people know George Barry, so at least seen the cars he's had a hand in customising over the years. Like custom cars, fantastic article. And look, there's a picture of a lady in stockings driving a car.
Nice.
I know. Worth the £2.50 alone. There's also some really good reviews of stuff that's out from, and quite frankly, I'd like to get a hold of some of this. Henry and the Bleeders, The Hitchers, I'll see what else is reviewed here. The Sadies, Vince Ray, The Speed Kings, and The Hangmen. And quite frankly, I'd like all of their stuff. Yeah. Strawberry Blondes, I'd like that as well. So basically, I'm going to get on to them. Good way to find out about new music, hopefully, a good way for us and them to work together. And well done, Zoe. What a great magazine.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Maybe I'll see you at Speed Freaks. Who knows? Right, that's all I want to talk about in this bit.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, blimey.
Is there anything else you can think you'd like to speak about?
No? Not off the top of my head.
Do you want to talk about Podcast Peers now?
Shall we? Yeah, okay. So it's the last week for Podcast Peers. This Saturday is the last day of voting. Or is it? Actually drew on Saturday on the August 11th. Podcastpeers.org, only open to podcasters who have been podcasting for a few months, I think it is. But if you do have a podcast and you haven't voted so far this year for us, go to podcastpeers.org, get into the forums, register yourself, you'll get validated quite quickly, and then you can vote for us in music, please. Comedy as well if you want, but we're going for music.
Register yourself!
There you go.
I have just remembered something else, though. Now, over the last two shows, I've been telling you about things my friend has said.
Yes.
Latest one. My friend had to go to King's Cross Station to get the train. Right? Okay. And she said, oh, I've got to go to King's Cross Station to get the train. I went, oh, King's Cross. Watch out for platform 9 3/4.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, because it's at King's Cross.
Yeah.
But it is actually at the King's Cross, platform 9 3/4. And she said, oh, is it real?
Is it?
And I went, yeah. Except you can't walk through it. You're a muggle.
If you run into the wall fast enough, you can.
Is it fucking real? I don't believe it. Sound bites mark at King's Cross is written on the wall, platform 9 3/4, as a result of Harry Cunting Potter. And there, I said, yeah, that's. I said to her, that's right. Yeah, I can just walk through there and get on the first train to Hogwarts. Of course, it's not fucking real, but it is good fun. Because now I go in and out of King's Cross quite a lot, and I do like, whenever there's any kids around there, I do say to them, if you run it that fast enough, you go straight through it.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Brilliant. Oh, blood and glasses and spottiness everywhere. Not a wand in sight. other than mine, it's magically got a bit harder watching them all running in the walls. No, nothing sexual.
Okay.
Just through excitement. Just like when you wake up in the morning with a hard on.
I thought that's more to the bladder size than the excitement.
It is.
Right.
Size of my bladder, it happens to get excited about kids running into walls. What can I say?
Okay, fair enough. Do you like chocolate?
I'm sorry?
Do you like chocolate?
It makes no difference whether I do. It's whether I manufacture it or not. That's where the trouble comes in, isn't it? Yeah. I do like chocolate. But I like the stuff, ironically, that children don't like. I like the really bitter chocolate. No, I can't think why.
Yeah.
No, I
what
do.
A surprise.
No, I like the 70% proof cocoa stuff, that lint stuff and that you get from garages. I buy it from garages.
Oh, do you?
When I'm going around to Hamboy and Always Lookings, I always take around some red wine and some very, very dark chocolate. Always Looking creams are fucking pants for that, let me tell you. It's probably the only time she's not always looking. Because she's nearly blinded. By the glory of red wine and very, very dark, bitter chocolate. Oh, makes me feel pretty greasy just thinking about it.
Excellent.
Time for another song.
Okay.
And this is from a band that Ems mentioned to us from B2B. Ems from B2B, who I bumped into in Western Supermare the other week on the second day, because on the first day I didn't make it, obviously, because of all that flooding and that.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, you've got to get this band, the Forget-Me-Nots. They've got this album out called How to Have Fun in Prison. And I went, yeah, right, whatever. You know, you haven't got much of a track record, Ems, be honest with you.
Right.
Some of the other shit you've sent us. But it's really good. They've sent me this album. It's really fantastic. We're going to be playing quite a few songs off this, whether they like it or not. There's some really out-of-order songs on here. You're going to have to wait a few weeks for Wank Night and Your Mum Instead of You. But this week, I want to play Tourette's. It's track 3 of this 12-track album. What I want to know is, Tony, what is the Forget-Me-Nots MySpace page?
MySpace.com/TheForget-Me-Nots.
And how are you spelling Forget-Me-Nots?
With a 4. Because I'm looking at the cover.
You bastard. Tony 7. Paulie B and the internet.
Oh, yeah.
Nil. And this is Tourette's. Silence.
gets. Life's as simple as it gets. Life's as simple as it gets when you're living with Tourette's. Life's as simple as it gets.
Life is as simple as it gets when you're living with Tourette.
Nice.
Fair enough. I reckon they'd be a good band for Concrete Jungle.
Yes, they would.
Don't know about you. I think they'd fit in right well with the Dead Identities.
Definitely. Where are they from?
Did I do a yawn, and then I thought I might have done a burp, and then a yawn and a burp at the same time. As it is, it's just a yawn. Sorry about that. I've not been getting a lot of sleep, mate. I'm blaming Facebook. I'm blaming Scrabulous. I've had a big weekend again though, because I had my last Wednesday I did a gig in Coventry that went well. I was really pleased at how it went.
Yeah.
Got home 1 o'clock, turned on computer because I couldn't sleep. I haven't been sleeping well, I'm still ill, and I noticed that one or two people had challenged me to a game of Scrabble, so I thought, let's go for this, I can't sleep.
Okay.
So I decided to play Scrabble but across time zones as the night went on.
Right.
So I started off playing in Boston, Massachusetts, which was about 5 hours behind us.
Yeah.
So it's probably about 6 p.m. there. Finished that game and slowly moved my way across the states as the night went on. Reached California.
Right.
Thought, do I keep this going? Yeah, fuck it. Had a bit of a gap, but nothing happened for an hour or two before the Hawaiian popped up.
Oh, really?
And then I challenged someone in Sydney, Australia to a game. Started doing that. And it was only when I got challenged by someone in Perth and I looked at the time and realised it was 3 o'clock the next afternoon.
Oh dear.
And I'd been playing Scrabble for 14 hours. And completely lost the night's sleep and an entire day. So that was Thursday, pretty much wiped out. Then Friday had my gig in Hitchin and Saturday in Letchworth, and again thanks to everyone that came down. The Letchworth show is the best one we've done yet. The Hitchin one wasn't, because the headline act, we had the same acts on at both shows, but the headline act on the Friday night in Hitchin, half the crowd thought he was the funniest comedian they'd ever seen, and the other half thought he was the rudest, most obnoxious, most terrifying, scary man they'd ever seen in their lives, and some of them left visibly scared. Yeah, he is a frightening, he's called Jason Rouse. I recommend to you that you go and see him. He is harsh.
Right.
Really dark humour. Really bad. Deeply, if you're not listening properly, deeply offensive.
Basically. Right.
It's one of those things, if you miss a single word out of it, yeah, you're going to take it the wrong way and just be appalled. But if you hear it all, it does all make sense. And it's actually an excellent piece of self-deprecating art, in my opinion. But if you're not listening properly, it just sounds like some bloke having a go at everyone at all times and being particularly out of order of it. When he started going about fisting a nun, right, yeah, that was, it went so much further than that. But that was what made one or two people get up initially. It was the nun fisting material.
Bloody hell.
And it was funny because he came off stage and went, mate, I wah, wah, wah. He said, mate, that was really hard work. I really had to tone it down for that audience. I said to him, well, look, tomorrow night, don't tone it down. Because, you know, I'm on a suicide mission as a fucking promoter. Anyway, he showed up in lecture and it was Luke's birthday, Luke and Una. It was Luke's birthday. Right. Luke was there. And I have to say hello to Emma as well. It was her birthday. And Emma brought down loads of people and Luke brought down a few. Luke, you could have done better. But they all had a brilliant time. And pretty much everyone in the room thought that Jason Rouse was incredibly funny.
Yeah.
Only one or two of them. I had one complaint after the lecture show.
Okay.
Which means the vast majority of the audience obviously thought he was great.
Yeah.
And he was great. And I think he was great both nights, but particularly good the second night. Colin Cole, the 6'8" Australian, did better in Hitchin than in Letchworth. Because in Letchworth, the ceiling's a bit lower and the stage is a bit higher. And he did have to crouch a little.
Oh, dear.
The man's a he does this thing when he does butterfly stroke. And he grazed his knuckle on the ceiling when he did it. Very funny to watch. So, anyway, that was that. And then on Sunday, did a gig in Cambridge. Only 15 people there. But, as I say, Big Ten fella. I've already spoken about that, haven't I? Have I? Must have done. Right. Well, no, maybe I didn't say that was where I saw him. It was a place called the Boathouse in Cambridge, which is a beautiful pub. It's right. On the backs. It's on where they do the rowing and the punting.
All right.
Right. Oh, it's beautiful. And it's a really lovely hot sunny day. Thing is that we've been all comedy promoters have been cursed all weekend with the weather. It's been so, I don't know what it's been like up here, but down,
really nice
down the Great North Road where the highwaymen are.
Yeah.
Gorgeous every day. No one wants to stay inside, they want to go out in beer gardens, so it means everyone who's putting things on, it's only our fault. It's the risk you take in summer, but it was alright. I didn't make as much money as possible, and I'm a little bit pissed off, because I had to get my new car serviced this week, and it was £600, and I know the garage ripped me off, so I'm not going back there. They had one chance, basically.
Okay.
It's a new garage, I haven't been to before. It was the dealership where the car came from.
Ah.
So I thought, right, stick it in there, they know the car, they know the deal. They'll do me a favour. We just bought it off them. No. Took the piss. £600. Which is not mucking about. $1,200.
Yeah.
To get your car serviced. Just ridiculous. So, not going back there again.
No.
But
dealerships are always the same, aren't they? Generally.
Yeah, I know. I know. I need to find myself a new friendly neighbourhood mechanic.
Yeah.
Just round the... I'll ask Dick Turpin.
He'll do it, yeah.
Well, I've just... been a victim of highway robbery. The least he can do is help out.
It's probably him.
He probably was.
Just doesn't wear a mask anymore.
See, Robin Hood, you know, he took from the poor to give to the rich. Dick Turpin, you know, he's a typical southerner. Just fucks everyone over. Southend on Thursday, I'm at Funny Bunnies. And this weekend, Friday, Saturday, I'm at the Glee Club in Birmingham.
Cool.
Which is my favourite comedy club in the country after my own. And if you are in the Southend area... do come down to Funny Bunnies. They've got a MySpace page. I'll put it on my top friends this week. And if you're in anywhere around the West Midlands at a loose end on Friday or Saturday night, come to the Glee Club. It's on Hurst Street. You'll probably have to phone up the club to get an advance ticket because it does normally sell out. It is brilliant. And I'm not just blowing my own trumpet. It's always a great bill. They always have brilliant comics on. They have surprise comics on. Like, I've been on the bill there with Lee Evans.
All right.
We've been trying stuff out.
Okay.
You get incredibly famous comics go down there. I've been on there with Jack D actually as well.
Oh, right, nice one.
When they just kind of, they'll just literally show up and say, look, I've got some new stuff to try out. It has to be here. It's that good a club. And I'm very, very honoured to be doing it this week. Can't wait to do it. I love it. I mean, I do it once a year, but...
Right, okay.
You can't really do it more than that. But let's see, I've been doing it since 1995. So once a year. So this will be my 12th year. Going there. What happened to my career?
Don't know.
It's down the shit pipes, I suppose.
Oh, fair enough.
Yeah. Last track of this week, Toe.
Okay.
And now, I'm not going to say I've saved the best till last. It would be unfair to say that. But I'm certainly prepared to say we're about to play one of my favourite ever songs by one of my favourite ever bands.
It
doesn't get
fair.
A lot better than that, does it?
No.
Obviously, I'm talking about King Kurt. Now, we played the Quakes at the top of the show.
Mm-hmm.
Did a bit of psychobilly. I would say a more contemporary sound. What we've got now is King Kurt, the most successful exponents of psychobilly from the 1980s, who actually charted with Destination Zululand, which briefly grazed the top 40. They also brought out Banana Banana, which I don't know whether we played on this show or not, but we'll play it sometime.
Yeah.
There's a few other tracks. We played quite a lot of King Kurt, and a lot of you I know have become fans as a result of it. But one song we've never played on, and it reminded me when we played I Smell a Rat by Kings of Nothing.
Yeah.
I wanted to play this that week, but I didn't have it on me. This is King Kurt, and this is the last track from the original vinyl release of Ooh Walla Walla, the Psychobilly Sgt. Pepper. But now on the CD that came out on Dojo in quite a few years ago now, there are lots of bonus tracks on it. For example, A-Pow, The Screaming Abdabs, a 12-inch version of Record Party Rock, and She's As Hairy As A Girl Can Be. But I want to play you the very last one. What I want to know is, Tony, right, mm-hmm. What is King Kurt's MySpace page?
myspace.com/alcoholicrat.
It is just alcoholic rat, isn't it? You know this already, don't you?
From memory serves.
From memory, yeah. It's Tony 8, Paulie B and the Internet Nil. This is Do the Rat. Ginka, Do the Rat. That is one of my favourite ever songs. And the one we played the other week, Mama Kurt, I think sounds a bit like it as well.
Yeah.
Same sort of ding, 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 like that. But anyway, brilliant song. Thank you very much for listening. That's about it. We haven't mentioned our BT Pod Show page at all, Tony.
Oh.
And you know more about that than I do. Let's do this properly. Because basically, we go on about MySpace and Facebook and iTunes every week. But hey, who's putting the bread on the table?
That's right. BT Warburton's. Pod Show.
Yeah, that's right, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, for a fraction of the cost. Quite frankly. Although from now on, it might be Home Bargains.
Why not?
I love Home Bargains. Top brands, bottom prices.
They're right.
Fantastic. I can't believe how much fucking stuff I bought in there.
But I can't believe you bought a bathroom cabinet.
I can't believe I bought a bathroom cabinet at $6.99. How could I not buy a bathroom cabinet?
Sod it.
I do need one. I wasn't looking for bathroom. I saw the pens. I thought, I'll just have a quick browse, see what else is around. Saw the sun-dried tomatoes. I had to go and get a fucking basket. I was off. But there's nothing there that I didn't actually want that isn't an addition to my kitchen.
Right.
So I'm chuffed. I've got a few more pens than I need. But yeah, anyway, go on, tell us about BT Pod Show, will you?
Okay, so BT Pod Show, our BT Pod Show page is punkyradio.btpodshow.com. You can sign up on BT Pod Show and get a free account. Works a little bit like MySpace. You can like dig each other, add friends, leave comments, you can review our shows. And if you have a BT Pod Show page on account, do review us if you can, please. And if you add a comment, we'll read it out.
And you can build your own radio station on it. It's quite cool what you can do on there. Because there's so many podcasts on there. It takes a bit of fishing around, but you can build your own station. And then basically every time a new show comes in, they all appear there on your radio station. And you know that every time you tune into it, it's going to be something you like of. It's a really good thing. I reckon it's the best feature of BT Pod Show is that your own personal radio station thing, because the other ones don't have that. You can get Last FM and that, and you can get stuff on them, but there's not sorted out like that. Anyway, podcasters vote for the podcast peers. Everyone else vote for his podcast. Ali, writers and iTunes review. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Up who's up who? So do you think that's exactly the same length as everything else every other week?
Yeah.
Do you think they'll hear that phone in the background?
Nah.
Don't you?
Possibly might do. God, Tony Towers, always busy.
It's like Piccadilly fucking circus.
This show is a member of the Pod Riot Network.
Let the riot begin.
On PodRiot.com.
The best and the brightest, served up daily by the sharpest minds in content delivery, Pod Show and Limelight.